Hello and welcome. I'm Marina and Kerrigan's with me again. We're back.
We're back for another episode.
our last episode
ever. Oh my goodness. I'm going to say
today is so practically our last day of high school ever. So,
I mean, we could make more episodes. Even just nobody would probably listen to them.
But today we are going to be talking about tax expenditures. Excuse me if you hear me cough or if my voice sounds a little different. No, I said expenditures. Okay. I'm a little sick. Do you know why taxes exist? And is there any interesting facts about the history of taxes in the world?
Taxes are a thing because we have to have a way to pay, like, our police officers and our firefighters. Also, like, any government jobs we pay for fixed roads or, like, public parks, which, like, kind of seems, like, not true because of all the potholes and, like, how trashy Muncie is. But, like, I mean,
I'm sure there's other towns and cities who keep up with
it. Yeah, we have to have ways to pay our firefighters and our police officers.
We're kind of just poor.
We basically pay our police officers to... We basically pay our police officers to, give us tickets and make us pay even more money.
So, and stand around the school. All
right.
Sorry, I like the police officers here.
Yeah,
they're actually pretty really cool. Nice. Yeah, practically the gist of it is to keep the economy rolling. It pays for government, schools, roads, and act. Some interesting facts I found were the first income tax ever was in 1404 in England. Which was a while ago, if you think about it. Like, oh my god. And then the 16th Amendment, ratified in 1913, established the first permanent U.S. income tax. And the first property tax in the U.S. was in 1978, and it was on land, houses, and slaves.
Cool facts.
Yeah, it's really cool, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, what are the three types of taxes?
Did you not have any interesting facts?
About the
taxes?
I mean, shoot. I guess I'll give my own answer then. The three types of taxes are proportional tax, progressive tax, and regressive tax. Proportional imposes the same percentage of taxation on every regardless of income. Progressive tax imposed a higher percentage rate of taxation on those with higher incomes, and then regressive tax, which imposes a higher percentage rate of taxation on lower incomes than higher ones.
Yeah. Okay. Well, proportional tax. The gist of it is if you have a job and get a raise, the percentage of total income paid in taxes does not change. And then for progressive tax, the gist of it is if you get a raise, the taxes they take out of your check raises. There's the last tax, which is regressive tax, which imposes a higher percentage rate of taxation on low incomes than on high incomes. For example, if the state sales tax were 5%, the person with the lower income would pay a bigger percentage of their total income in sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what is the 16th Amendment to the Constitution and why it was ratified?
Oh, you know, it's the amendment that allowed the U.S. government to collect an income tax from all Americans. It was ratified because of a court case back in 1895 called the Pollock versus Farmers Loan Trust Co.
Yeah, it practically just established the first permanent U.S. income tax, and it was ratified because it allowed the federal government to levy on income tax.
Maybe.
You gonna answer me or answer me a question?
Yeah, I will answer you a question. How have income taxes changed in the U.S. over the last 50 or 100 years? Specifically, look at the top of top incomes paying taxes, and yeah, you know how it goes.
I gotta have a timeline.
A timeline?
Yeah, my timeline, it starts in World War One. The highest income tax rate jumped from 15% in 1916 to 67% in 1917 to 77% in 1918 because of World War One. After World War, tax rates dropped to 25% from 1925 through 1931. And then in 1932, the Great Depression came, and Congress raised taxes again from 25% to 63% on the top earners. During World War II in 1944, the top rate went up to 94% on taxable income over $200,000, which today would be over $2.5 million. From the 1950s through the 1970s, the federal income tax rate remained high, never going below 70%. In 1981, the Economic Recovery Tax Act cut the highest rate from 70 to 50 and indexed the brackets for inflation. Then in 1988, the Tax Reform Act of 1986 dropped the top rate to 28%. It lasted for 3 years before it was broken. Then during the 90s, the top rate jumped back up to 39.6%. However, the Economic Growth Tax Relief and Reconciliation Act of 2001 decreased the top rate to 35% in 2003 and was maintained through 2012, which was a very long time. And then from 2013 through 2017, the American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012 increased the highest income tax rate to 39.6% again, but then the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act added 3.8%, which made it 43.4%. And then last but not least, beginning in 2018, the top rate was lowered to 37% for tax years. But the additional 3.8% is still active, making the top rate 40.8%. And it's still the same for 2019 so far. You have anything on that?
Next question.
Okay. What does the budget for the federal government look like?
I'm not exactly sure. What does the budget for the
The budget for the federal government is very neutral right now. It can account for very many things because our government takes our taxes, and our taxes, you know, pay for the government, pay for freaking schools. Excuse my language if
you
don't agree with freaking and other stuff like that.
Did you just say that?
Yeah. What does tax?
Answer that question. I can't believe you just said that. Ask me.
What does tax revenue look like for the federal government? And how does it compare to the expenditures budget?
The U.S. government's total revenue is estimated to be $3.643 trillion for fiscal year 2020. You guys would understand if you watched the last podcast or heard the last podcast. She could not pronounce that word. Year 2020. Yes, exactly. Okay, it comes from the individual taxpayers. Income taxes contribute $1.822 trillion over half of the total. Yeah. Knowing what you know about the revenue. Wait, hold up. You get the last question? All right. I guess that's it for our podcast.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Excuse the rated R language.
Yeah. You guys have a nice day. Bye.